The Charlie Battisti & Co, Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Questions without notes.
And we'll do that up until 9 o'clock. Andrew Thorburn was the SNCO in the studio. Unbelievable response, I guess. Some on the footy, more on the other stuff. We've all got a clip. I got one. Sad day for SEN and Gary asking those questions. So whoever that person was, I'm sorry. But you, when you pick the paper up and there's the big story in the newspaper, stuff of which I wasn't aware of, and you got the man coming in as a guest, then you got to ask those questions.
He expected to be asked those questions, and he welcomed those questions this morning too. So there's no way that somebody that's held the position that he has publicly and then the position that he's filled at Essendon wasn't going to be expecting to be asked those questions.
No, and it's a different, as you said, that's a... I said, well, you know what my first question to him was? What in God's name made you think about going as a CEO?
That
was
a
Freudian slip. I didn't mean that.
I thought your first question was going to be something to do with the interest rate rise today, later today, that's going to be expected.
Maybe I should have. Anyway, everyone's got their own, you can make up your own mind along the way.
Of course you can.
And from an Essendon footy club point of view, this is the man that's going to lead your footy club, and you've got a new coach, and he's eminently qualified from a business point of view, no question about that. And then for the rest of it, well, the proof will be in the pudding. The proof of the eating will be in the pudding.
It will, Gary. It will. Over the course of time, people can judge whether or not it's been a good appointment or not. Harry Mackay got a 7-year deal. Do you support Harry for a 7-year deal?
Yes.
Do you think he'll still be around in 7 years' time?
Well, I would think 5 would have been the appropriate, but I don't know. I'm not at Clubland. I don't know the pressures that come with free agency. I think Harry's a free agent the next year, and the likelihood of other clubs coming in over the top and giving them a buddy, and then you're under pressure to keep. All I know is if I'm Carlton, to have Harry Mackay and Charlie Curnow as your 1-2 punch is, for me, akin to having Buddy Franklin and Jared Ruffett.
Agree. And when they hand out these 7-year deals, obviously they look at the history of the player, the type of person he is around the club, like personality-wise, his ability to, his body-wise, shape, all that sort of stuff, his professionalism, all that type of thing. So, I mean, they don't make a snap decision about giving somebody a 7-year deal, and his talent, obviously, as well.
No, as I said, all the things are thrown into the melting pot, and hey, if they get the 5 years and they've had some great success, then I don't think too many people are going to be worried about the 7-year. But that's a big if, given they haven't saluted since 95. Let's take some news headlines. Questions without notice for Charlie Battisti and Co, Melbourne's most trusted repairer of prestige German vehicles. And congratulations to Rocco from East Bentley. He's our caller of the week. He's in the draw to win a brand new 2022 Toyota Hilux Rogue. You get another chance to go into the draw next week. There's not many left. You won't be here next week. I'm going to have to do it on my own. Rocco called in about Levi Ablett and how beautiful a moment it was when Joel Selwood ran out with him through the banner on the grand final. Seems a while ago, the grand final.
Seems like a lifetime. It seems like a lifetime ago. Did you see the presentation, the NRL presentation on Sunday after the game?
No, I went straight to bed.
Okay, so the NRL players presented pink caps to the little under-10s with a Telstra logo on them. And the kids were presenting the players, the premiership players, with rings. And there's been a bit of an uproar about the fact that, you know, the kids ended up getting, they didn't get a Penrith cap, a premiership Penrith cap. They got a Telstra, a pink Telstra cap.
Oh, I see. Well, they should have got a Penrith Panthers hat.
I would have thought so.
I'd much rather have a Penrith Panthers hat than a Telstra hat, given the issues I've had with Telstra and recent times. I would have thought that was a much better use. That's a bit of corporatisation gone crazy, whispers.
If you were part of the NBL today, given what happened in that preseason game against the Phoenix Suns, would you be out there spruiking as hard and as loud as you possibly could about the quality of the competition in the
NBL? From the rooftop.
From the rooftop. All over the world, wouldn't you?
That's your marketing campaign.
Is this the biggest shot in the arm that the local basketball has had in the last decade, 25 years?
We're going to try and reconnect with CJ Bruton, who's the coach. We had him lined up, but there were some phone issues. But hopefully before 9 o'clock. Well, you take all the different varying opinions into account that, the Phoenix Suns wouldn't have cared. And, you know, they gave up 70 points and a half. But that, no one needs to know that.
No.
It's the Melbourne side, the Australian side, the Adelaide 36ers, have knocked over.
Yeah, fair and square. Yeah.
As your marketing campaign.
There you go.
I've got a question on Paddy Dow. I'm going to ask you this, and hopefully CJ Bruton before 9 o'clock. Great to have you with us. It is certainly a great day to be here. Tuesday, October the 4th, and we're doing questions without notice, and we're waiting. If you're just wondering why I sound like I'm feeling a bit, Kel Bruton, CJ Bruton, we've been in touch.
Yep. And you don't sound like you're feeling.
Then it's dropped out. Well, I'm sort of waiting for our man to just give me the heads up, but it looks like we've lost touch again. So
God, nothing is working
exactly
today.
Dunstall. So we've got CJ Bruton, who's the coach of the 36ers. They've beaten the Suns, but we can't get a hold of him. What else are we talking about? Let's just lighten up a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. That's I've got some heavier, other stuff we need to get
tone
to.
We're talking about. The Wisps off to the Gold Coast, amongst other places. Mm. He's finishing up on Thursday. And he's heading off on Saturday.
I don't want to look out of place.
How's the weather going to be?
I want to land at, is it Coolangatta Airport? I want to step off the plane and I want somebody to think that I've been there for the last 20 years, okay?
You got a driver organised?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
You're not going to Coolangatta anyway.
What's the airport?
I know where you're going.
You got to land at Coolangatta Airport.
Yeah. And then you're driving down?
I'm driving up. First and then down.
Oh, okay. And have you got a driver or you got a car?
Well, not a driver. I've got somebody there to pick
that
us
sounds
up.
Sounds like a driver.
No, it's not a driver. It's a family member that will be there to pick us up.
So 0433 98.
I want to look like I belong.
The Wisp needs. I'm suggesting this: a pair of you can pick a pair of fake ones up probably at the market, but the Louis Vuitton white sneaker.
Oh, right.
Okay. No, Gucci. Okay. The Gucci white sneaker.
You're talking about me, not Susie.
So they're the white sneakers with the red stripe and a green in the middle, and they've got a little bumblebee on them.
Right. Why would I want those?
You're going to the Gold Coast.
Right, okay.
Standard.
Is that what everybody wears up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd go with a very tight-fitting short, not the big flappy baggy one.
What, a 9-incher?
No, seven, but tight.
Yep, shorts.
Around those big
Tim
thighs.
Tim and I are getting the board shorts out. Thank you, Jane. Oh, my.
And then I'd be going with a silky sort of unbuttoned, two or three unbuttoned short sleeve shirt.
Right, okay. What colour?
Purple.
Phone in the pocket or on the belt?
Purple. That's where I'm going. So 0433 98 11 16, any suggestions for the Wisp would be happy.
Hey,
someone wants to know where Jared is. He's not off for the rest of the year, Jared. He's coming back, isn't he?
Yeah, he's over, I think he's
in the States.
Are we
watching
allowed to say
some
where he is?
Footy.
Yeah, no, he's over in the States.
He's watching some NFL. He's deserved it. He's had a break. He'll be back before the end of the year, unlike the Wisp. When he's off, he's off for the rest of the year, before the year 12s have even finished.
Who would have thought?
This is
a serious conversation now. You know, when we first learnt the fact that they were going to allow people to roll around on the streets on scooters, you and I both said, this is going to end in tears.
Disaster.
This is going to be a disaster.
We did say that.
And exactly what has happened?
Very tragic.
Well, it is, but you could.
But there's two sorts of scooters. Let's differentiate that.
Okay, well, what are they?
Well, there's the legal ones, which you can hire around the city.
Yeah. Still dangerous, though.
Okay, that's all right. But the ones we had the tragedy where I think it was a 28-year-old man passed away.
Yes.
Well, actually, I don't know the instance there, but I do know.
Yeah, he was on a different scooter.
Yeah, the high-powered, big ones that fly.
Super dangerous, those ones. But then I saw the other ones, you know, that you can pick up on the street, those ones that are readily available on the footpath.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of kids. They would have been probably maybe 11, 12.
Is there an age limit?
Not, well, there should be, but they were dinking each other down the middle of the road.
Dinking?
Yeah, without helmets on. I mean, how dangerous is that?
Horrific.
Ridiculous.
I would suggest
ridiculous that
they've pinched those.
Okay, let's get back onto a sporting topic.
Born and bred Goldie, just thongs and shorts, Tim, that's all. Forget the white shoe garbage. Just look like you pulled out of the green room, dude.
Yeah.
That's from Matt.
There you go.
Have you waxed? Are you going to wax or at least
manscape
a bit?
I don't know whether to go with a spray-on or to go on with a roll-on sort of tan. You have had experience in this area.
Have I?
Yes, you have.
No, I've never.
Don't look at me like that as though you've never put on. Look at me straight in the eye. Have you ever put fake tan on?
Yes.
Have you?
Not fake tan.
You've had spray tan.
Only for television, never for.
What do you mean only for television?
I had a spray tan for the footy show. I never had to.
What do you mean you needed one for the footy show?
Well, I was doing the Olympics. I had a whole full shave down and a spray tan for the swimming.
Well, Bruce or Dennis have never had that when they've gone off to do the Olympics. Is that a Channel 9 thing?
I was competing. It was the footy show Olympics. I was swimming. I had a shave down in the Dick Stickers, and it was the 50-metre freestyle, of which I won, if you must know.
Happy birthday to Huxley, if he's in the car still, too, on his way to kindergarten. He's three today. Big birthday for a little man. Been a big few days for him. He went to the Mossa Jam at Amy Park on Sunday.
That's right.
Still getting over that.
We've had this confirmed to us, right? Mm. This is the Essendon Best and Fairest. This has been confirmed. So explain this to me. There's a bit to explain for me here. Darcy Parrish has finished 10th, right?
Mm. He played 16 games.
Did he play 13 of the first 14? 13 of the first 14 games.
Mm.
It's confirmed that he was leading. Sorry, I beg your pardon. Okay. So Darcy Parrish was leading the Best and Fairest at round 14. That makes more sense because we got the snapshot or screenshot that didn't have him in the top 20 at round 14.
Right.
So that was a mistake. So there you go. So he was leading, but he ended up playing 16 games due to injury. So he only played a further three. That's why he finished 10th.
Right.
I thought I was onto a story.
Mm.
Thought I was onto a big story there.
John Terry, or Terry John, as you like to call him, former EPL superstar player, says that Erling Buster Haaland could end up being the best Premier League player of all time. What say you?
I say I don't know who he is, for a start. You have to explain to me who he was. And if you're excited because he's got a couple of hat-tricks.
Yep. No, three already. He's already had three hat-tricks playing
Where's
for Man
he from?
City. He's from, he's a Dane. Sorry, no, he's Norwegian. So he's from Norway originally. But he played in the Bundesliga the last few years.
Right.
He's 6'5". He's only 22 years of age. Yeah. And he has been described as a predator in the box.
Yeah, I love
How
that.
How would you describe him?
That's the same phrase that I was going to go with.
Has a relentless attitude to scoring.
Yep, I was going to go with that as well. I'm more interested in boat shoes, surf shorts, and a Hawaiian T-shirt. Would you go with an Hawaiian?
No.
No?
No. I'm not going with anything that's got, like flowery or anything that's printed, anything like that. That's not my style.
Greg Chappell's endorsed David Warner to become the white ball captain, so the short form captain.
Yep.
Do you agree with that, given your love of cricket?
You know my policy. I never comment on cricket.
Or racehorsey.
Paul's in Traralgon. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, listen, mate, I don't want to put a dampener on it. My old girl lives at Tweed Heads.
Yep.
Has done for nearly 30 years. And she's ready to move back to Victoria. She's over the rain. So forget the board shorts.
Oh,
George.
No.
You
oh,
better
no.
take the gum boots and an umbrella, mate.
Paul, that's a disaster. I don't want to say he's invested heavily in this trip. But
well, don't.
Has he invested heavily in this trip? And you're going to go up there. There's every chance you could go up, land, and not see the sun for 2 weeks.
I'd be happy to see it for 10 or 15 minutes each day.
No,
that will do me.
No, you don't.
That will definitely do me because it's dangerous to be sitting out in the sun anyway.
Best holiday is you get up early, you do your...
yoga?
Yeah, you do your workout.
Or your Bikram. What do you do, Bikram or yoga?
I just go for a jog or
walk.
Right. And then...
You have your oil massage,
Sit by the pool all day until about 3 o'clock and then the rain can come.
Right.
If that happens, you're on a winner.
Well, that can happen in Queensland.
You
can have 4 or 5 hours of nice sunshine and then the clouds just roll in and then there's a heavy downpour and then you wake up the next morning and tweet and the sun's out again.
I had a look at the forecast because I was concerned about your trip.
I did too.
One day it's suggesting 130 to 150 mils
that is true.
Of rain.
That was a long range forecast,
That's right.
though. And as Jane always says to me, you can't predict 14 days down the track. You can't do that.
Righto. The Kogan Money credit card, it's packed full of value. You taking one of them with you? You need a Kogan Money credit card because you're on holiday, so you've got to spend a bit.
Cash.
Are you going with cash?
Yep, always.
Only cash.
Yes, you go to the bank and you get some real money out.
Do you pay with
There's
cash?
No cash?
Yes,
here.
Because everybody has a best price. When I'm on holidays, you negotiate.
I pay cash now.
Got to go to the seafood markets.
Best price. I got a restaurant. What's your best price?
Last time I was at Queensland, this is very, I don't know if this, yes, it is politically correct. I went to a gun range.
That's not politically correct.
Well, better than shooting animals. I went into a gun range with it and got a Magnum. Very safe.
Right.
Very, very safe.
The peppermint one or the one with the
big,
almonds?
Big, dirty, hairy Magnum.
Right.
I suggest you and Susie do that. In fact, tomorrow we're doing Wispy's top 10 things to do on the Gold Coast. So there's number one. Susie and Wisp go to the shooting range and shoot a Magnum. It was pretty powerful. Bloke did say to me, geez, I haven't seen that many good shots come through here. Funnily enough.